getting towards the end of this topic, but I just want to spend a little more time. The last thing we were discussing, the Lavush, right? I kind of cheated and took some regular time for that, just to get that in. Lavush has a very unique shita, and again, what it highlights, in addition to everything else, is the idea of Talmud Torah being an act of hana, and that Birchas HaTorah is Birchas hana, but in a very powerful way. Bracha l'achreha, bracha l'faneha, bracha l'achreha, and part of that whole exchange that he had really highlights that, and some other, again, very insightful and I think very inspiring dimensions of Talmud Torah and its brachos that emerge. Even if you don't go that far, just when they talk about the multiple brachos, many of the mefarshim are attracted to the formulation that also appears in the tour, which I think I mentioned also, which highlights Talmud Torah as a din in simcha. And again, we know about the mitzvah slav lihanos, new extensions, the levush, is also one which particularly is striking, although it doesn't apply to mitzvah slav lihanos, but takes seriously the din of hana. Some of them farshim on v'harevna understand that is a reference to hana. And this whole formulation that is also cited in the tour, v'yechavein v'birchoso al maimed har sinai, Ech bachar banu mikol kol ha'umos bekervanu lefnei har sinai v'ishmianu dvarav mitoch ha'eish. The whole thing is interesting. V'nasan lanu torazo ha'kdosha shehi beis chayenu kli chemdaso shehoya mishtashea bo b'kol yom. Also again from the Lashonos of Hana. Again, in terms of the earlier Makoros, the fact that we'll can speak about this for a minute anyway, for a different reason, that the Gemara in Tainus, it talks about the prohibition of Talmud Torah on like Tisha B'Av, does cite Pikud Hashem Misharim, Misamchele, which again was the proof text that Rav Avraham Nahar and Adarim and the Taz and the Hakdama of the Eglei Tal quote about Mitzvah Lehanos Nidnu. So, but really has its roots in that Gemara on the Iser side. You're not allowed to have Simcha on Tisha B'Av. So, again, it's just interesting to trace, how the formulations of this and how they get expressed, in hardcore halacha, either in Birchas HaTorah or in real dinim. I mean, Mitzvah Lehanos Nidnu has consequences in terms of Mudra Hana and Isuri Hana, and things of this sort. And so these aren't just platitudes. They're not just inspirational formulations, which would be important enough, considering from whence, they come. But they're really translated into the halacha in a very concrete way. So that is that's what we talked about in terms of Lavush. So one of the things that we were talking about last time, which I also just want to elaborate for another minute, was the fact that there are different genres of Torah. And one of the things that we were talking about was the fact that the relationship between, put it this way, the list of genres and the relationship between them in terms of order and how you break them up. Again, objectively, one would have thought that whatever it is, it is. In other words, whatever we identify as the genre of Torah, that's what there is. And whatever order of priority or relationship, exists, is also something which is, kavua, something which is set and standard and fixed. And one of the things I was trying to show was that even within Birchas HaTorah itself, that, once we have the comment of Rav Amnuna about, Asher Bachar Banu becoming the Me'ula Shebekula, I was trying to explain for the Balamor and for Rabbeinu Yonah and for a couple of others, even though they don't say it, but I think it's implicit, is that, some of these relationships are very fluid, and they really depend on what you're focusing on. Are you talking about the mitzvah of limud haTorah, chafsa shel Torah? If so, what do you mean by chafsa shel Torah? The more core and basic, you know, Devar Hashem of Mikra, and then its interpretation of Medrash, or the more challenging part of Torah, which of course is Torah Shebal Peh, and Chiddush, and no Seina Torah, and the fact that, you know, HaMechadish B'tuvah Chol Yom Tamid, not Mechadish B'chol Yom Tamid Torah Shebetzav, that's Torah Shebal Peh. So, you know, again, it's just a much more complex view, even within Birchas HaTorah itself. And for that reason, it's just interesting to compare this context, all the other contexts, with each other. So I don't want to do a massive analysis of that, but I just want to demonstrate what I meant very briefly. Because you have our Gemara, where we tried to show you have, you know, basically the way it goes is Mikra, Medrash, Mishnah, and then Talmud. And as we saw, that gets kind of recast, you know, in the Tur and Shulchan Aruch, you know, and even in the Baal HaMor, and even in the question of whether or not Vaharivna is going to be a Siyum HaBracha and one Bracha or a third Bracha, ends up depending on, you know, Asher Bachar Banu and how many, let's say, different genres are included. So that's one whole topic. And what I meant was to compare it to a couple of other Gemaras, which I alluded to, but I just want to cite very quickly. One is, of course, the Baran Brachos Kehemet Aleph, which is about the origins of Talmud Torah. And again, we have similar Gemaras like this, and I'm not going to count all of them, in Megillah and the Yerushalmi, also about, you know, the different Mikzos HaTorah being, you know, Nitnu Meroa Echad, but there's the way that they're broken down, and the order is just very, it's very telling. Very interesting, you know. Just have to put all these things together to fully appreciate every aspect or any aspect of them. So the Gemara in Brachos HaTehillim Aleph is Amrav Levi Bar Chama ve'etel lechas Amrav Shimon ben Lakish ma'idasiv ve'etel lechas luchos aven haTorah v'amitzvos asher kasavti laharosam luchos elo aseres hadibros, which is not always broken up as a separate genre. Torah zumikra haMitzvah zumishnah. Asher kasavti elu neviim uksuvim, that's also not always broken up separately, and certainly laharosam ze gemara melamed shekula nitla lemoshe misinai. And so you have parallels with differences in the Gemara in Megillah and in the Yerushalmi in a few places. So that's like one breakdown that we find. Then you have our Gemara in Brachos, the one that we've been talking about, which is Yud Aleph Amud Beis, which I don't need to read because we've seen it already. And then you have the Balkari one, just in Brachos itself. You have three interesting Gemaras that are different from each other. This is about Balkari, right? V'hodatam levanecha, this is Chabbeis Samad Aleph, V'hodatam levanecha levnei vanecha, k'sid basrei yom asher amadata lefnei Hashem alakecha b'chorev, ma'lalon be'ema b'yira b'resasa u'b'ziya, afkan be'ema b'yira b'resasa u'b'ziya, Mikan Amru Hazavim Hamitzaroim Gubayin Alanidos Matorim Likros, and this is how it's broken up. This is on the Heter part, and then the Balkari is the Iser part. Likros Batorah Binevim Ubiksuvim, right? That's the three, and then Lashanos. Those are the Likros Batorah Binevim Ubiksuvim, and then Lashanos Bemishna Ugamara Ubahalachos Ubagados Avabarit Karyan, right? Asurim. And then the Gemara has a discussion, right? Shonehu birigilus ubavad shelo yatsias haMishnah, right? You know, Iyun and Bikiyus, I guess, or how much emphasis you have. Yeah, something similar again in Sukkah, right? The Gemara has towards the end of the second part of Sukkah, you know, what can you do chutz l'sukkah? What do you need to be in the Sukkah for? So the Gemara certainly is mechalek, you know, when it comes to Talmud Torah, between two things. It's just not clear what direction they're mechalek. Like, what's considered kavua and what's considered aroi? So, put it this way. What's considered kavua and aroi is, you know, is what's considered kavua is learning ba'omek. What's considered, you know, aroi is more kind of learning bekias. And that's the way the Gemara breaks it down. But at the same time, the point is, like, what price are you going to pay? You know, if you go in the sukkah and you learn bekias, so you know, that's fine. That doesn't interrupt or interfere with the Kiyum of Talmud Torah. Therefore, it should be obligatory from a sukkah point of view. But, you know, if it's, you know, if you're engaged in bi'iyun, so on the one hand, you need the sukkah more because it's more kavua as an enterprise. On the other hand, the disruption, I guess, or the distraction, more to the point, is also greater. So that's a machlokas rishonim, how to read, you know, that gemara in sukkah at the end of the second paragraph. But again, it's a way of breaking down like bikiyus bi'iyun. There's some discussion about that, you know, with regard to the Devarim Haroim, which we'll get back to in a second, that, you know, that you're allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av. Does it make a difference if you're learning it, you know, Bikiyus, you know, or Bi'iyun? So even that is an interesting issue. So here, when it comes to Balkari, the Gemara has different deos, right? Rabbi Yossi said, Shonehu Birigilus, right? Ulvad Shaleatsiyas Amishna. Both two things, you know, Chazara, I guess. As opposed to learning something new, and also just, you know, kind of just reading the text, you know, in a more superficial way, as opposed to learning it with more in more depth. And Rabbi Yonasan ben Yosef said, "Matzias a Mishnah, ve'ina matzias a Gemara." Rabbi Nosson ben Avshalom amar, "Af matzias a Gemara, ubevad shaloyomar azkoros shabo." Then the Gemara wants to know. The Gemara says, "Talmidei shel Rabbi Akiva, mishum Rabbi Akiva, lo yikanes lemedrash kol ikar." And Rabbi Yudah said, no, it doesn't mean that. So these are different ways of breaking, with regard to Balkari, of breaking it up. You could see that there are some overlapping elements to Daf Hei and to Daf Yud Aleph and Beis, and there are some, you know, new and different ways of breaking down that particular structure. And similarly, in Sugin Moed Katan that I mentioned, you have, you know, in terms of Avelus, you have the din of Haneg Dom, which is that a person should be, you know, mute in a state of Avelus, part of the Kiyum of Avelus, right, reflects his paralysis, you know, in a certain way, that, which is an expression of Kavod Ames, but also a reality of, you know, how to move forward, right, given the pain and especially the absence of figures in your life that really define it. So that's one halacha, that's the Gemara in Tazayin in Moed Katan, Haneg Dom. And then later on Chavdei Somer Aleph, in Moed Katan, the Gemara has the discussion of, you know, Talmud Torah being one of the things that is prohibited, together with, you know, Tifas HaRosh and all the other Tashu Shamita, all the different things that are prohibited b'Torah Savelus. So the Gemara says here, see if I can find it. Kabbalah from Dalit, yeah. The Gemara says, but also likros batora. Again, also behind isur malacha rechitza sicha tashu shamita nil sasanim. Also likros batora b'nevim ubiksuvim ulishanos b'mishnah. And here you have next to it b'medrash, right? Ubahalachos, ubahashas, ubahagados. Then of course some hayram tzrichelo enanimna, and so on. And then you have some discussions about what about being mamid and maturgamon. So this is an interesting other breakdown, a slightly different breakdown. Later on, the Gemara says on Chaf Gimel that in a base Avel there should be the Gemara says here about base Avel, ein omrim shmua ba'agada be'base Avel. This is a different halacha, not the Avel, but standards in the base Avel. But already the Bali Tosis noted that in this list on Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph about an Avel, that there are some discrepancies with the list in Masechet Tainis on Daf Lamed, when the Gemara speaks about, you know, Tisha B'Av and so on. Right here, the Gemara says on Lamed Amud Aleph in Tainis. See if I can find it. On Tisha B'Av. Also, Bachila B'Shtiya B'Sicha B'Ni'ilas Dal B'Ni'ilas Asando B'Tash M'Shamita. The Asar Likros B'Torah B'Nevi'im B'Ksuvim L'Shanos B'Mishnah B'Talmud U'B'Medrash U'B'Alachos U'B'Agados Aval Korehu B'Mokom She'ena Rogel Likros B'Shone B'Mokom She'ena Rogel L'Shanos. Right, distinctions that we know a little bit, some Deos and Balkari. The Kore B'Kinos B'Iov Ubedvarim haroim shebe Yirmiya, betinokos shabeis rabam betelim mishum shenamar. There's the Gemara that I referred to before. Pikude Hashem yisharim mesam chilei. That's what the Gemara applies that pasuk to Talmud Torah. Rabbi Yudah Omer af eno kori b'makom shenar ragil likros eno shana b'makom shenar ragil lishanos aval kori b'iyo b'kinos bedvarim haroim shebe Yirmiya betinokos shabeis rabam betelim shenamar pikude Hashem yisharim mesam chilei. So just as an example, so Tosas in Moed Katan has the discussion, right? Hachal Chashiv Dvarim Shemetzuva. I'm sorry, wrong one. B'tshuvas Rabbeinu Yitzhak Zikni Kasav Ki Rabbeinu Yaakov Hayosar B'mei Evlo B'iyo B'kinos B'dvarim Aroyim Shem Yirmiya Middle of Tonele B'shmaitin Kama B'tisha B'av Shili Tainis B'mei Ziknuso Chazar V'hitir B'rushalmi Amar Aval Shona B'makom Shena Ragil Mashma Shoshona Kamo Tishabov, Shomer Perik Basu the Tainis, Abukari Bimakam Shinaragil, right? So basically he's going back and forth and trying to figure that he mentions Haneg Dom. Maybe Haneg Dom says that Abelus is different than Tishabov. But obviously there could be other Chilukim, difference between Abelus the Yachid and Abelus the Rabim, right? That expresses itself, you know, differently in Talmud Torah. And the Rambam certainly seems to make the Bali Tosas end up saying that there's more of an equation. The Rambam, in my opinion, certainly seems to be distinguishing between Abelus the Yachid and the question of Tisha B'Av. But again, the question I'm trying to highlight here is that that the different genres of Torah, the difference between the Kiyas and the Iyun. Again, learning something new, we're reviewing. Where Medrash goes is always like a very fluid issue. Is Medrash attached to Mikra? Is Medrash attached to Mishnah? Right, what is the relationship between Talmud and Medrash? All of these questions and more, surface and resurface. And there are other Mikoros as well, certainly many Midrashim. And they're very relevant, obviously, in each case, but there might be a slightly different dynamic in each case as well. We were analyzing in terms of what requires a separate Birchas HaTorah, what is under the rubric of each of these. Are there things that, maybe wouldn't be included at all? All right, when it comes to the question of Mikra, we have other questions, and that is what is included under Mikra? Right? Is not included under Mikra? Is it only Torah? Right, that's a very big issue for numerous things. What's the minimum obligation to teach a child? If it's Mikra, what's included in Mikra? Right, if there's a difference between Mikra and Torah Shebaal Peh in terms of Schar Limud or other issues, what comes under the strict category of each of those things? So there's a whole, basically, a Torah, if you will, if you don't mind using that phrase, about what constitutes Torah and the different divisions in Torah for different applications. And surely, that is a window into some very, very important kiyumim and differences. Either way, these are very, very important issues. So having said that, I still want to speak about the relationship between Talmud Torah, the Rabbim of Kriyas HaTorah and not, especially the Mishkanos Yaakov, but I'll get back to that. But let me just move quickly to expanding a little bit in the context of Birchas HaTorah on a few other issues. Genre kind of issues or Chafetz Chol Torah issues, especially as they relate to the connection between Chafetz Chol Torah and Abracha on the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah. Again, when it comes to Balkari, when it comes to Tisha B'Av, when it comes to Avelis, when it comes to what do they depend on? That's part of the question. So it's interesting. So, for example, what if you have, like, strictly speaking, Chefza Shel Torah, but clearly outside the Nisgeret, outside of the framework of Limud HaTorah? Does that require Birkas HaTorah or not? For example, you say Psukim, in the context of Tefillah or Tachanunim, like Slichos. Does that require Birkas HaTorah or not? And here it's a double question, right? The one is, you're not doing it B'Torah Limud, that's clear, and it's not even neutral because it's B'Torah Tefillah. On the other hand, we've tried to demonstrate that there is a huge machlokas about the complex relationship between Tefillah and Talmud Torah and Birkas HaTorah. Birkas HaTorah is integrated into Tefillah, according to some, including the Rambam, and as we saw with regard to Nashim, and they're not being a hefsek, and numerous other examples, there's one group that thinks that, Tefillah and Talmud Torah regarding Birkas HaTorah are very compatible. They go hand in hand. Not the same, but they go hand in hand. There's another group, that, including one day in the Beis Yosef, that thinks exactly the opposite. You know, that maybe the reason the Kriya Shema is not considered a Shinun al Atar, according to that view, is because it's too Tefillah-esque. Right. So it's the question of whether Mashkim Baboker Lomar, Slichos V'Tachnunim, and he's going to say Mikra, which are Chetzah Shel Torah, clearly, but he's going to say B'Torah's Tefillah, is a bit of a complicated issue. Right? Because it's the question of Chefza Shel Torah versus Limud HaTorah, but it's also the question whether Tefillah is something that distracts from, right, or actually is compatible with and even connected with Talmud Torah, which is a very interesting question and problem. Even the question of the relationship of the obligation of Tefillah and Talmud Torah, as we know, is an issue, right? Tefillah B'Tzibur, so on, the Gemaras and Brachos, the Rishonim, whether Tefillah B'Tzibur, is worth Talmud Chacham's leaving his, Makom Limud, things of that. So it's a tricky kind of a question. All these questions that I'm going to discuss are tricky kind of questions, but I want to get through it, so just very quickly, and you can follow through on your own or maybe some other time. But regarding the question of Tachnunim and Slichos, that's already an old question. Some of the Gaonim discuss it. The Ravi Avad, that's the Baal Sefer Eshkol, has a tshuva which he talks about it, and the Raiva talks about it. There's clearly a big debate among the Rishonim regarding this issue. The Beis Yosef on the tour, is mistapik about it. Like he mentions it, and he's just not so sure about it one way or another. And then when it came to Shulchan Aruch, skipped straight to Shulchan Aruch, it's actually not in Simon Mem Zayin, which is Dinei Birkas HaTorah. It's really it's the halacha right before the end of Simon Mem Vav. Right? Simon Mem Vav is really about Birkas HaShachar, more generally, right? It's Birkas HaShachar v'Shar Brachos. So the last halacha is Lo Yikare Psukim Kodim Birkas HaTorah, Apapishu Omer Derech Taknunim. That's a Shulchan Aruch. And then the Shulchan Aruch continues. V'yesh Omrim She'en Lachush, Kivin She'eno Omram Ela Derech Taknunim. V'nachon Lachush L'Svara Rishona. And then the Rama weighs in, Haga, Aval Amina K'Svara Achrona. Meaning not to make a bracha. Shaharevi Me'a Slichos Mispalim Kol HaSlichos V'yachakach Mevarchin Ala Torah. Im Seder Shara Brachos. V'chein b'kol yom kishenechnasan l'beis ha-knesses omrim kama psukim v'tachnunim v'achakach mevarchem ala Torah v'nogu l'sader b'rechaz ha-Torah miyad achar b'rechaz ha-shiyotzar v'nishanas. That's also interesting. And so on. So this is like a debate, 2 days in Shulchan Aruch, a machlokas between, in terms of preference between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, but it has, I say, much, much earlier roots. And if you look at the Chachmei Provence who discuss it, the Rabbi Avad and Raivin and so on, like, it's very telling. Like, they're really trying to figure out. It's Mikra, isn't it? Mikra, isn't that what the Gemara says? Mikra. So it is, but it's mikra b'toras tefila, not mikra b'toras talmud Torah. So it's a very interesting question. Even if you were to take the view that the mechayiv of birchas haTorah is chefzah shel Torah, so normally we would think, well, this is a great example. This is chefzah shel Torah, because it is, objectively speaking, but it's not in the context of limud haTorah. You just wonder whether or not, you know, chefzah shel Torah doesn't also require that you relate to it, but Torah's chefzah shel Torah, as opposed to tachnunim. It's an interesting question. Either way, an easier question, which most of the poskim seem to agree, although again I don't certainly think they all do, is what about the context, not of tefillah, but of igeres rishus, where you write a letter to somebody and you throw in a couple of psukim, you know, for good measure. I think it's a very nice thing, mostly, assuming it's a nice letter, right? So, you know, divrei Torah ar shkurim, you know, beficha. So do you, let's say you get up in the morning and you write that letter. Well, we'll get to the ksiva part in a minute. But is that, you know, require of you a birkas haTorah? So, again, you don't have the distraction or the hafka of tefillah v'tachnunim. You also don't have the, you know, facilitation of tefillah and tachnunim, right? It's more, you know, as I say, it's like igeres shel rishus, you know, with a couple of brachos, you know, thrown in, or it's like a certain nusach. So is that better or worse? I think most poskim think, even the poskim who are, you know, more, you know, inclined, that you make a birkas haTorah, slichos, and tachnunim, are less inclined to think that you do so, you know, with the igeres rishus. But in theory, one could have argued, for the reasons that I mentioned, you could have said, it doesn't matter, any chefzah shel Torah, you know, even out of context, is considered chefzah shel Torah, or doesn't need b'torah as chefzah shel Torah. You know, moreover, you know, that's all you need. So, but in the hierarchy, I'm just telling you the clear impression is that, you know, there's a greater consensus that doesn't require b'chefzah Torah. Yeah. Okay. So that's an interesting other question. What about somebody who is copying, right, Divrei Torah? Like a sofer, you know, who's writing a sefer Torah, doesn't make a difference whether it's Torah Shebichtav or Torah Shebaalpeh. It's also interesting, or somebody's writing a sefer. So if he's learning it, as he's doing it, he's thinking about it, he's learning it, and so on, then you get into the problem of ksiva, which we'll get to in just a second. But at least from a limud point of view, there is limud haTorah. But let's say you have you know, somebody who's like mindlessly, you know, copying, like he's a copy editor or something. You know, he doesn't know what the words mean, or he does, but he's not focusing on them. You know, which might be better for his, you know, transcribing accuracy in some cases. That's where we get into the, you know, lectio difficilior issues, but yeah. So, what's the halacha on that case? So, again, the you know, preponderant view in the poskim, if that is somebody is copying Divrei Torah, even Torah Shebichtav, even a sofer, that doesn't require Birkas haTorah. But I don't think it's such a davar pashut. To me, there certainly should be a distinction. Makes sense that you could distinguish between Torah Shebichtav and Torah Shebaalpeh, in the same way that the Bala Tanya famously suggested that you should distinguish between Torah Shebichtav and Torah Shebaalpeh, so whether you get your kiyum, whether you have a kiyum mitzvah when you read without understanding, something that the Maral suggests in Akdama to Tiferes Yisrael and elsewhere, that even if you don't understand Torah Shebaalpeh, you have a kiyum. But the distinction of Bala Tanya is certainly very, very compelling. Namely, that when you're reading Mikra, which is Dvar Hashem, so the words themselves have a certain intrinsic value. If you're reading Torah Shebaalpeh and you don't know what you're saying, so you're just, you know, mumbling things. In theory, you could be mechalik in either direction. You could say even Torah Shebaalpeh needs some sort of Havana or Kavana, even if it's less than Limud Lishma. And you could say even Torah Shebaalpeh, these are the formulations of the great people, and, you know, you may not appreciate them or know them. But certainly, Bala Tanya's Chiluk is a very reasonable even a very compelling one. Whether that translates into, that's about, you know, whether you have a key of a mitzvah or not. But does that translate into the question of Birchas HaTorah? Does it say if somebody's like, you know, mindlessly or not, without thinking, you know, he's copying, so maybe there's a difference between Torah Shebitzah, because that's, he's still engaging the words of Devar Hashem, Kishem Hashem Ekros, Shemos Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, copying Shemos Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe that's still called Chepzah Shel Torah, right, as opposed to, you know, writing over Masachet Shmuos, or Brachos, or Sukkah, or Horios, right? I wouldn't distinguish between those, by the way. Yeah? What's that?
Maybe I'm a little premature in asking about ksiva, but in terms of ksiva, would it be the ma'aseh ksiva or the tzas ksiva? So if I was writing Torah like ksav al gabei ksav, I'm not actually writing any new.
You're asking Torah. About ksav al gabei ksav?
Right. Or other forms of ksiva that are not really.
I mean, if you held that ksiva was mechayiv, birsa Torah, what about things like ksav al gabei ksav? Okay, so hold off on that just for a second. We'll get to that. It's a very good question. Like I'm saying, it's an interesting window to a lot of different things. So far, I haven't talked about the ksiva as ksiva yet, but I will talk about that in just a second. Right now, I'm more talking about in terms of like, oh, engaging, you know, what objectively is chafzah shel Torah, but not b'toras limud, and not even b'toras chafzah shel Torah so much. Some of the poskim say that even if you have a sofer who knows and appreciates what he is copying, you know, whether it's a Torah Shavasav or Torah Shavapah, that if he's being paid for it as a sofer, I mean, it's a job, you know, and what motivates him is the job. Okay, otherwise, he wouldn't be doing this now or maybe this material now. That even that might be a reason to exempt him from Birchas HaTorah. So these are issues, again, that the Magen Avraham speaks about, and the Taz, and the other poskim. Most of them are very makel, that they don't require Birchas HaTorah for these situations. Again, I think, to me, you could have argued, you could have been mechalek between Torah Shebitzav and Torah Shebal Peh, and certainly it makes a lot of sense, and here there is a debate. You know, somebody who knows what he's reading, whatever his motivation, he might not otherwise be doing this, but he still understands and appreciates and maybe is affected by the Torah that he is absorbing, even though he's doing it as a job, as a sofer. So that's an interesting, these are all interesting questions. It's much easier in all these cases to say, well, there's no kiyum of limud ha-Torah, because that's not the intent. Or in some cases, there is no, you know, limud maybe, unless again the Torah should be sav engagement part. As chefza shel Torah, but I think even as chefza shel Torah, as I said before, you might have to be, you know, relating to it as chefza shel Torah, as opposed to tefillah, as opposed to, you know, platitudes in a nigeres shel rishus, as opposed to a job or a mindless job or a mind-numbing job, and so on. So I think that these are interesting open questions to think about. A fascinating other issue connected to this is the question of psak din b'li tam. Right? Let's say somebody paskins a shayla, but he doesn't give the reason. Let's say the posek. Might be, in my opinion, the difference between the posek, who articulates his psak, and the people who hear it but don't get it. So they know it's a psak, but you know, it's it doesn't come with the nimukim, it doesn't come with the limud haTorah part. So again, is that another example of chefza shel Torah? Maybe. I mean, assuming it's not an obvious psak, like, you know, kol bar beirav kind of a psak, you know, but a real psak, then you know, it shouldn't be such a davar pashut. So the Darkei Moshe on the tour. And again, the Rama here in Shulchan Aruch. So this he connects it to Mahara, which we're going to get to in a minute. HaMahara b'divrei Torah, the Shulchan Aruch says, Eino tzorech levarech. We'll get to that in a minute. And the Rama says, V'hu adin d'yachal lipsok din b'lo nesinas tam l'dvara. Again, if hearer is a problem, which we'll get to in a minute, because of hearer lav k'dibur dami, right, that's not true for rendering apsak belitam. Exactly. So it kind of makes you wonder. But the Darkei Moshe, it quotes this also in the context of the Torah. It's a very interesting question, right? Both for the posek, as I say, and for the tzibor that is hearing this. So let's talk, before I get to there, so that's an issue of psak din belitam. I don't think it's so posher, but that's the psak of the Rama. What about agada, kabbalah, musar, nach? And especially in light of some of the Gemaras that I mentioned before about, you know, again, for purposes of Haneg Dom or Pikudei Hashem Bisharim B'sam Cheleib Simchas HaTorah, right? You know, we might distinguish between those and, you know, breaking up the genres in terms of Kulam Miroa Echad Nitnu or even Birchas HaTorah or even Balkeri, for that matter. So the fact that Agada, in particular, or Derech Eretz appears in some of the lists and not in others, just like the fact that Dvarim Haroim as a heter refers on some lists and not in others, right? We shouldn't assume that everything, you know, is Divrei Torah or Divrei Hagemara, you know, Ashir b'Makom Acher and Ani b'Makom Acher, right? Our analytical tendency is to think that, you know, things are formulated accurately, all things being equal, and that, you know, despite the complexity and despite the fact that it imposes us an obligation to work a little harder, that maybe the differences are, you know, the differences are deliberate and the differences reflect different mechayivim. So again, certainly a mechayiv of simcha and even the different types of simcha, personal and national, you know, tragedy and so on and so forth, separate kiyumim or chafta shel Torah, limud haTorah, you know, genres per se, just, you know, different miktzos haTorah, you know, if we ask ourselves, what about agada, what about derech eretz, let's say derech eretz is roughly like musa or something of that sort, what about, again, Jewish mysticism, Kabbalah, so it's not pashut at all. The Aruch HaShulchan happens to weigh in on the Birchas HaTorah part of it. If I have this on my note, I copied it. Bring it. Let's see if I can have it. Second. I know I have it here somewhere. V'da sheyesh listapek b'lo me divrei agada kimedrash. This is again Mem Zayin, and this is Ches Os Ches. Yeah, da sheyesh listapek b'lo me divrei agada kimedrash Rabba or Chachmas Hakabbalah in mechuyev levarich Birchas HaTorah. Today the Gemara Shem yesh plukta. Arvuna said rak lemikra. Ragokan said gam Mishnah. Right, a Perush Talmud Rabbeinu Yonah, a Mishnah Mefareshes Tamei Mitzvah, right, and a Talmud Mefaresh Ikar Apsukim, a Maskana Degam LeMedrash Tzarech LeBarech, Mishum SheMedrash Lo Meid Gam Kein Mei Apsukim BeKavachomer BeZereshava and so on Halacha. Well, if he's a Mash B'Shein Achiyuv Rak BeDvarim SheMefarshim Dinei Torah, Aval Divrei Agada Kabbalah Sheni Karam LeDinim Mahalachos Ein Tzarech Bracha. Aval im nomar atam mishum shakol nitna l'moshe b'sinai, which is fascinating. He's quoting that in the name of the Balatanya. O mishum dekulu, which would link it up to brachas hamad aleph, I guess. O mishum dekulu Torah mikri, which is a levush, meaning chetzah shel Torah or limud haTorah. Pshita shegam agada v'kabbalah nitna l'moshe b'sinai mikru Torah. Aval m'loshem tarbin or b'niyana l'mash mechem v'tzorech yiyun l'dina. So this is just very interesting. Interesting to ask in all the contexts. Obviously, it also depends on how you perceive these things, right? You know, if you read the Ish Halacha, you know, you and you know Chaim's view about you know formal Musar. I don't mean Hilchos Derech Eretz or Masechet Avos. You know, so I guess it's a little bit more of an open question. But other systems, you know, probably didn't look at even formal Musar movement material you know, in that particular way. So these are different issues of genres. Even the halakha, what do we do about that? Then the second question, which we already touched on, is the question of derech halimud. I don't mean derech halimud, like how you learn. I mean, in this case, the mode, right, which you, the physical mode of your learning. Like, what is the status of hirhor, shomei ka'one, let's say, ksiva, right, as opposed to the more conventional, right, you know, limud, al yedei dibur. Okay? So, here also, there's a whole fascinating literature. And again, it's interesting to compare Birchas HaTorah with Tisha B'Av and Avelos and Balkari and so on, because it might be two completely different, or three or four completely different dinim. So how do you, how the learning is done? So the Beis Yosef quotes the Sefer Agur, and that's what he quotes in the Shulchan Aruch as well. Hamahar b'divrei Torah eino tzarich levarech. It's on that that the Ramah appends the comment about a psak din b'li tam, which, as I say, you can certainly distinguish. And if you look at the Agur, and the Beis Yosef quotes this in the Tur, he says the reason is because hirhor is lav kedibur. It sounds like the assumption is that Talmud Torah requires dibur, and the question is whether hirhor is kedibur or not. And if you were to say that, right, you're making a certain assumption, but once you have that assumption, right, you could also wonder about certain things. Does everything should depend? Let's say you do Paskin here or Kedibur, which is a big debate among the, particularly among the Poskim, right? Halacha, mostly, do we Paskin here or Kedibur? The Gemara Paskins here or Lav Kedibur in certain cases. And the question is those, is that the rule or are those the exceptions? So then if you really hold here or Kedibur, right, then you should make a Birchas HaTorah. Moreover, some people think that even if you hold here or lav kedibur, as we mentioned, that b'makom ones or ilaim, it's either better or worse, right? Because kalaroi labila makes it worse. But on the other hand, the like maximal effort to like express yourself makes it better. Like you can't do better than here or, let's say. So there are poskim who say, we've shown them already who say, that even if even when here or is lav kedibur, the raivin and brachos and so on, even if here is lav kedibur, rabia, then b'makom she'yafshar, here is kedibur. So for an ilaim, or let's say your b'makom, you know, where it's asur to be, you know, mazkir divrei Torah, you know, things of that sort, you know, in the middle of kedusha, you know, those kind of issues, wherever you'll have an exception to here or kedibur, according to this formulation, right, you should say that that there's a dinner birchas haTorah. So even if you pask in that way, according to those that you pask in that way, more generally, and the, you know, here or lav kedibur is the exception, or in cases, right, where the even the man damar here or lav kedibur paskins here or kedibur, then you should make a birchas haTorah, according to this view. However, there's very good reason to think that you could argue with this augur. Not, I mean, the augur says this, and the Shulchan Aruch paskins this way, but in terms of the, there's no evidence in the Gemara, one way or another, not clear what all the other Rishonim, what the Rishonim hold by it, there might be reason to think that even if Hiror, in both directions, even if Hiror is Kedibur, that it's still not enough. And you still wouldn't make a Birchas HaTorah, under any conditions. If you think that Dibur, or at least Hirhor, is lacking the status of Chefta Shel Torah, because it's not concrete enough, or it's not objective enough. Or, the way the Shev Yaakov famously says it, if you think that Birchas HaTorah, you know, which whose middle bracha, according to our Nusach of the Chasimah, is Hamelame Torah Lamo Yisrael, if it requires not only a Lilmod component, but a Lalamed component, right, so then Hirhor, you know, which is only Lilmod, but there's no Lalamed, would be a problem. Even if you held Hirhor Kedibur. Right, so the Mishkan Es Yaakov, for example, says, he doesn't explain why so much, a little bit he explained why. He says, listen, is it, you know, Kishem Hashem Ekra Havu Godel Elokeinu, if it's Hiror, even if you hold Hiror Kedibor? That's a tshuva of the Mishkan is Yaakov. And, I'll stop for one more minute. Here, he has several famous tshuvas. One of them is Samach Dalid. So he says, he's really talking about Ksiva. I feel a man damar hero kedibur dami, the yikaman the daik begemara the balkari the hero kedibur. I feel hakis shir lein tsarach levarach behiror. Haynu tam adilo habedumya the chishem Hashem ekra, the airi bedibur dafka. What I would say that means is that you need cheftza shel Torah, and hero might be kedibur, but it's not cheftza shel Torah. So that's the Mishkan Yaakov in one direction. But in the other direction, you have the famous comment of the Gra. The Gra says, I don't agree with the Shulchan Aruch. I'm paskin against the Shulchan Aruch. He says, what happened to V'hagisa v'yom and v'layla? And V'hagisa implies Machshava. But this is the Gra, where he says, Avakoza tzarech iyun. This is Os base. The Kan, Mivarech, but here he adds, Ala mitzvah. Dechileka mitzvah behibur. Halo nemar v'hagisa v'yom v'layla. Rosomar belev. And then he adds, the koshkein lifsok dich. That it's, once you say this, then it's certainly true, even Kal v'chomer, that he disagrees with the Ramah. He disagrees with the Shulchan Aruch. He's certainly going to disagree with the Ramah's equation, which is problematic to begin with. V'halo l'mikra, I thought that was fascinating. Halo l'mikra tzarech levar, he's comparing a psak din to mikra. Meaning, you're not giving the reasons, not less than, but it's still chafza shel Torah, and it's still Limara Torah. The Chenke Shekori B'Torah B'Tzibor. So the Gra is equating three different things here. A Psak Din, Mikra Tzarech Levarech, and Kriyas HaTorah B'Tzibor. Fascinating. The bigger point in the Gra is that if the mitzvah of, if the Din of Birchas HaTorah, right, which, unlike the Ramban, clearly, unlike Reb Chaim, unlike what I understand to be the Rambam, if it is not a bracha on chafta shel Torah, but a bracha on mitzvah of limud Torah, so on the one hand, I'm adding now, you know, that gets you kulas and that gets you chumras, right? Some of the cases that we spoke of before, tachnunim, you know, igeres shel rishus, you know, copying, clearly there's no limud or insufficient limud in those cases, seemingly. But there might be chafza shel Torah. I was suggesting maybe not even that, or not b'toras chafza shel Torah, right? But here you have the opposite. Here you have a case where there's limud, v'hagisa v'yom v'layla, right? There's just maybe, not chafza shel Torah, especially if you hold hiror lav kedibur. So it's interesting. Mishnah Yaakov says hiror is kedibur, but it's not enough. It's not kishem Hashem, it's not shemo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, unless it's, you know, objectified or a chefta shel Torah. And the Gra is saying exactly opposite. So this, of course, but again, the equation to psak din, mikra, and kriyas HaTorah b'tzibur is fascinating. Then there comes the next point, and that is the limud part, right, which we get to, we're going to have to stop, but just tell you what the facts are. In Shulchan Aruch, this comes from the Abu Dram. The Beis Yosef quotes the Abu Dram, and then he paskin in the Shulchan Aruch, HaKosev divrei Torah afo b'she'ena korei tzarech levarech. That's the psak. But the Magen Avraham and the Taz both rebel. Because they say they don't see why a kosev is any better than hirhor. So the Gra said, you're right. Kosev proves that hirhor should be chayiv. He says, you're right, to equate them. Others say, to answer the Magen Avraham and the Taz. And the Taz says, ad kedekach, that I don't want to go against the psak of the Shulchan Aruch, but I really think it's a stira. So when you're kosev b'divrei Torah, you should make a bracha only if you, as you're kosev, you know, you also repeat the words. You should be machmir to repeat the words. Which doesn't help you according to everybody, if it's a sofer business, as I mentioned. But okay. And that's what he talks about those kilukim. Of course, this is where the famous Shev Yaakov comes in, where he said that if the problem of here, maybe the problem of here is that it's a lilmod but not a lalameh, so lichtov, ksiva, is lalameh. But of course, the other point may be that both are the same in that they're not amira, but ksiva might be a kedibur. And if it isn't ksiva kedibur, in other areas of halakha, they start all quoting. The Taz says, "O mi piyam velo mi pi ksavam." You see from Eidos that ksiva is not dibur. It might be a special gzeres akasuv. It might be connected to Grisha v'chakira. As we know, that's not a full proof. But they all start, talking about other places. What about Sfiras HaOmer? And other places where you need Amira. The point is that it's not Amira, maybe, but it is Limud, Lelamed, in other words, and it also is an objectification. Right? Is it a Chepsa Shel Torah? Very possibly. Right? So, these are some of the distinctions, that emerge and that, become part of this debate. What about Shomea Ka'one? That's something in between, right? There's no objectification from your point of view or sharing with others, but it's Mitzuraf to a Dibor. So a lot of the poskim think that that's actually better even than Ksiva, but you could definitely argue that point. Right. What about Shomea Ka'one? This is a parallel question in Sfiras HaOmer about Shomea Ka'one, about Ksiva, about Hirhor. But you could be Mechalik depending on what you need in all or in each case. So let me just talk next time for like a couple more minutes about this, and then I want to talk about Nashim, and then we're pretty much and the question of Kol Yom, and then we're finished pretty much with this topic, and then we'll move on either to one of the two topics that we said we would do.